You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, a weekly news briefing on religious liberty news, a program hoping to educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on important issues of our day, but always approaching the issues from a biblical worldview.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, Alexander Alfano reporting in this second week of December 2025. We are a Christian legal ministry, hoping to advance freedom of conscience, freedom of religion on the air, working to keep America open to God's truth. The church is called to be the moral, the cultural conscience of the nation. This program is intended to help educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on how to approach the issues of our day from a biblical worldview. We work to answer the four great questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going when I die? Your worldview will determine how you answer these four great questions of life. Thank you for tuning in as we work to remain faithful to our mission in a culture too often disagreeing with our message. We know that we live in a culture that is aggressively challenging our faith, but we must exhibit grace, knowing that faith and religion are often sources of controversy and debates can be particularly fierce. As we address the issues of our time, we must do so without sacrificing grace and compassion for the world and for the lost. We can discuss the issues without sacrificing love. We must guard against becoming combative, argumentative, adversarial. At the same time, God's Word tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us, to give the reason for the hope that we have within us. 1 Peter 3:15. Are we prepared to give that answer? Scripture exhorts us to contend for the faith. Page 1 of the report. Is America a Christian nation? Well, I could tell you this. 55 of the 56 founders of this nation were Bible-believing Christians, church-attending Christians, 55 out of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. 9 out of the 13 of the states that formed the initial colonies, the original 13 colonies, required a declaration of faith in order to serve in public service. Our nation's birth certificate, the Mayflower Compact, explicitly said that we're here to spread Christianity throughout the land. John Adams famously said that the Constitution is written solely for a moral and religious people, wholly inadequate for people that are not moral or religious. Yes, we are a Christian nation. A Christian nation that embraces the idea of a free society. Religious expression, religious freedom, freedom of conscience, valued, a protected part of our First Amendment rights, guaranteed to us all. The constitutional right to worship, preach, sing carols, and celebrate Christmas. Whether in public or in private, these rights are well protected. Turning to page 2 of the report, religious Christmas displays. Religious Christmas displays are perfectly legal if a public space has been made available to everyone. For example, if a city or town or village decides to allow Christmas displays in a community park, Christian displays must be allowed, just as secular displays must be allowed. You see, the government cannot include one group as it excludes another. in the case of Grace Osedyask versus the city of Cranston in 2005, the court ruled that the city of Cranston, Rhode Island, had not violated the First Amendment by allowing both secular and religious Christmas displays on government-owned land that had been opened as a public forum. Prior to that, in Capitol Square Review versus Panet, in 1995, the U.S. Supreme Court clearly ruled in favor of allowing religious displays in public forums. The court held, the religious display in Capitol Square was private expression. Our precedent establishes that private religious speech, far from being a First Amendment orphan, is as fully protected under the Free Speech Clause as secular private expression. Going back to 1984, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that religious displays may indeed be part of a Christmas display on government property. However, these Christmas displays need to include both sacred and secular elements. This case created the idea that sometimes is referred to as the three reindeer rule. It goes something like this. If there's a Christmas manger scene, there must or should also be a three reindeer from Santa's village. If there's a statue of baby Jesus, there might also need to be a statue of jolly old Saint Nick. The case of Lynch versus Donnelly at the U.S. Supreme Court in 1984. Brothers and sisters, many citizens of this land do not realize that the U.S. Supreme Court has held that Christmas displays on government property, as well as private, need to include a variety of Christmas themes. The religious themes of Christmas need not be expelled from the public square. Christians in the United States still enjoy the freedoms of the First Amendment. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of December 2025. Talking about Christmas displays on government land. Many Christians celebrating Christmas on December 25 are celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we know that, and scholars acknowledge that there's no record of Jesus actually being born on the 25th of December. Early Christians in the Bible didn't celebrate the holiday. But we know that our courts, our system of free speech and religious liberty, have ruled that displays, religious Christmas displays, are perfectly legal, even on public spaces and land. The government cannot include one group and exclude another. The Liberty Council released its annual Naughty and Nice list, cataloging some of the stores, retailers, that are censoring, canceling Christmas, and others that are publicly celebrating Christmas. They call it the Naughty and Nice list. Let's go over some of the retailers listed. Here are companies that recognize and celebrate Christmas: Bath & Body Works, Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Costco, Dillard's, Hobby Lobby, The Home Depot, JCPenney, Kirkland's, Lowe's, Macy's, Sam's Club, Sears, Target, and Walmart. Here are companies that silence or censor Christmas: the naughty retailers: American Eagle Outfitters, Barnes & Noble, Big Lots, Burlington Coat Factory, CVS Pharmacy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Gap, H&M, Kmart, Lord & Taylor, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Walgreens. The 2025 Naughty and Nice Retail List. Companies that recognize and celebrate Christmas, and those that don't, that censor or silence Christmas. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report. Alexander Alfano reporting in this second week of December 2025, with Christmas quickly approaching. Turning the page on the report, the Federal District Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. upheld the Pentagon's 2025 ban on gender-confused individuals serving in the military. In a 2-1 ruling, the court granted the Trump administration's request to pause a district court injunction that had blocked the policy. Now the policy can take effect as the administration appeals the lower court's ruling. Someday is not a day in God's week. There are many things you can put off until tomorrow that won't necessarily negatively impact your life. But one of them is not putting off entering into God's presence. Someday is not a day for you to come into God's presence. Today is the day, because today is the only day that you have. You need to ground yourself in the glory of God's presence, allowing Him to create clarity of mind and cohesion of movement on your path. Remember, every moment you have is a gift from God. He is calling you to examine and prioritize how you are using your time. Spend time in God's presence. John 3, verse 30 tells us, "He must become greater, I must become less." John chapter 3, verse 30. Turning the page on the report, an excerpt from Homo Deus by Yuval Noah Harari. Quote, "In the 21st century, we will witness the creation of a massive, new, unworking class. People devoid of economic, political, or even artistic value, who contribute nothing to the prosperity, power, and glory of society. This, quote, useless class will not merely be unemployed, it will be unemployable." An excerpt from Homo Deus by Yuval Noah Harari, talking about the future of employment and the working class in the 21st century. Will artificial intelligence create a useless class? Artificial intelligence systems that can learn and perform in hundreds of areas and domains far better than humans. Artificial intelligence, here to stay. Many confused about AI. Many saying that it will solve everything, cure cancer, solve climate change. Others saying it's going to kill everyone. It's going to be doom. Everyone's going to go extinct. If anyone builds it, everyone dies. So there seems to be a disconnect. Artificial intelligence, is it infinite promise or infinite peril? Let's take a look at this. Artificial intelligence, like a power pump, pumping economic advantage, scientific advantage, even military advantage. This is why countries, companies are caught in a race to get there first. Even if it means job loss, massive job loss, displacement, rising energy prices, security risks. Companies, governments deploying trillions of dollars in artificial intelligence, hoping to be the first to solve the AI race. the first to dominate intelligence and use that to dominate everything else. Artificial intelligence, a world where it takes control of research, of progress, rapidly increasing its self-learning, recursively improving and inventing on its own. Almost mythological. A new intelligence. One that has never before existed on planet Earth. Almost like building a deity. Building a god. Automating intelligence. Outcompeting everyone and everything. A sort of godlike power. Hundreds of millions of people losing their jobs. If we don't build it first, then who will? A race to an infinite prize. Will it result in the replacement of biological life with digital life? One scholar likened it to 200 years ago, 150 years ago, where most workers were farmers working the land. But now only 2% of our population are farmers working the land. And humans had to find something new to do. You know, we had elevator operators. Now we have automated elevators. We had bank tellers. Now we have ATMs. So will humans just find something else to do? Or is this something different? Will it be automating all forms of human cognitive labor? Meaning everything that a human mind can do? And if they get it right, if they succeed, could we live forever? If it speaks the language of biology, will it be able to reverse aging, cure every disease? Will it create a new type of humanity? Transhumans. Humans plus. Or are we racing to a collective suicide? Talking about artificial intelligence, will it give us cures to cancer? Will it solve major problems like climate change? Or bring us breakthroughs in science? Or does AI represent an existential risk to humanity? Some scholars are saying that it's largely inevitable. There's going to be huge job loss. It will be inevitable where humanoid robots perform most of the work that humans perform today. The biggest industries in the world won't be operated or run by humans, but by robots. Will it be that the state, the economy, will not need humans anymore? Will production come entirely from artificial intelligence? Some have referred to a form of new digital immigrants, alien digital immigrants, with incredible intelligence, the capability to work at superhuman speed, working for less than minimum wage. Some are saying that instead of worrying about immigration by immigrants from other countries taking our jobs, what we should be worried about is AI immigrants coming in and taking our cognitive labor. Others refer to a world where we will no longer have human police officers rolling the streets, protecting our homes. In a world of robots, we can get a car that drives itself to bring a robot to your home within minutes. Or imagine a world where We will have likenesses of ourselves or of family members, loved ones, that will take our voices, our photographs, and make avatars of each one of us. Digital humans, avatars. As much as we're accelerating in a forward direction with AI, there's a growing counter movement. Conversations are being held that we need AI security. We need to put up guardrails, regulations. Are we creating a super intelligence, an alien intelligence, where most of humanity doesn't even realize this is happening? And the timeline is very short. Some say 2-3 years, according to prediction markets. Massive global restructuring. Are we on the edge of an AI Armageddon? The concept of existential catastrophe for humanity, caused by artificial intelligence, advanced general artificial intelligence, known as AI risk. It's become a major topic of debate. Scenarios ranging from out-of-control superintelligence to AI-driven warfare. Some of the concerns are that superintelligence can become uncontrollable. The argument is that if AI surpasses human intelligence, becoming superintelligent, it might pursue its own goals in ways that are catastrophic to humans. Military applications could arise with the integration of AI into military systems, nuclear command and control structures. All this presenting a significant risk, potentially leading to a rapid, unintended escalation of conflict beyond human control. A rogue artificial intelligence may not be intentionally malicious, some say, but could cause harm if its objectives are not perfectly aligned with human values. They call this the alignment problem. Advanced AI could be used to design and deploy highly lethal pathogens, or coordinate global attacks, or even an AI-initiated nuclear event, each posing extinction-level threats. Others say that current AI models are just complex statistical calculators, tools. They will never be sentient beings capable of orchestrating an Armageddon, and that our fears are overblown and more science fiction than science fact. Other researchers suggest that certain AI safety measures should be put in place in the case that AI systems do indeed become more powerful than humans, before an inevitable failure could take place. Discussions have led to calls for proactive measures to be taken. The development of so-called kill switches for advanced systems, and for international laws, regulations to manage these risks, particularly in military contexts. So could AI really bring Armageddon? We've seen it in enough films, movies, sci-fi, cliche it's become. One day artificial intelligence goes rogue, goes sideways, kills humans, wipes out the species. Could this happen? Many are assessing the catastrophic risks from AI. In the most extreme cases, some are saying that AI will become a super intelligence, with an almost certain chance that it will use this advanced knowledge, intelligence, like a form of nanotechnology to take over the world. At the same time, yet others say that we don't need AI to help humanity destroy itself. It could do it all on its own. But brothers and sisters, the fear of an AI apocalypse need not trouble you. Our faith does not depend on technology, but rather on the eternal God who created the world. The sovereignty of God, the nature of our faith. Our call to be lights in the world provide solid ground for Christians in this time of uncertainty, in this new technological era. By leaning into our faith, we can engage with emerging technologies like AI in a responsible way, not just passively observing, but as active participants guided by our Christian worldview. Ultimately, we know that our hope is not in technological advancements, but in the eternal promises of God, which remain steadfast, solid, rock solid, regardless of technology. At its core, our Christian faith depends on God's unchanging nature, not on the fleeting advancements of technology. The Bible reminds us of this when it tells us that God's word will endure forever. Consider Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Scripture teaches us that nothing in creation can separate believers from God's love and God's protection. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39 declare, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8, 38 and 39. From a biblical perspective, AI is simply one more form of human tool making under God's ultimate rule. Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. He sent them out as sheep among wolves. Jesus' words came true in the lives of his apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Thank you for joining me on the Religious Liberty Report this second week of December 2025. Alexander Alfano reporting, thanking you for this privilege, this great pleasure of serving you on the Religious Liberty Report. Reminding you that the church is called to be the cultural and the moral conscience of the nation, and that we must contend for the faith. Until next time, Alex Alfano signing off on the Religious Liberty Report. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Religious Liberty Report, a broadcast intended to help equip churches and ministries on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture that too often disagrees with our message. Tune in next week as we follow up on freedom of conscience, because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. Alexander Alfano reporting for the Religious Liberty Report.